This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pope Francis met with President Obama this morning at the White House. The Pope brings with him spiritual sustenance. He also brings with him to D.C. and later this week to Philly and New York traffic snarls. His visit generates economic activity, yet there are also costs for security. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson considers some early numbers.
80,000 ticket holders will pack Central Park to see the Pope's motorcade. Amtrak says it's ready to carry an additional 35,000 passengers. 6,000 NYPD officers will be on duty, which is just one piece of a much bigger security effort.
The U.S. government is standing up one of the largest security operations for an individual in U.S. history.
Jonathan Wackrow worked for the Secret Service for more than a decade. He now runs I-4 Strategies, a security consulting firm. Philadelphia alone estimates its expenses at more than $12 million, all paid for by World Meeting of Families, an organization that's hosting papal events.
This is all an estimate. It can go higher or lower. We're pretty conservative.
Everett Gillison is the Philadelphia mayor's chief of staff. He told WHYY that won't cover indirect costs, like people who can't work while the Pope is in town.
If you had a snow day and people couldn't go to work, people don't get compensated for that. So this is the same kind of situation. We're a big city. We do big things.
And the Pope is just a part of that. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.